Unless she prevails in an emergency appeal, State Attorney General Maura Healey will be in court in Dallas next week. A federal judge has ordered her to appear there to answer questions about her investigation here into Texas-based ExxonMobil over climate change. That investigation is the focus of two court fights, the one in Dallas and one that got underway yesterday in Boston. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Attorney General Healey wants ExxonMobil to turn over 40 years of internal documents. She claims the records will show the oil company knew decades ago that its fossil fuel products caused climate change, but didn't tell Massachusetts customers or investors. Healey charges that violates state consumer protection laws against unfair and deceptive business practices. Exxon's legal defense is a strongly worded offense. Yesterday, it challenged the Attorney General's case in Suffolk County Superior Court in an attempt to quash or at least stall the investigation.
ExxonMobil is going to vigorously defend itself against these politically motivated, biased investigations.
Attorney Justin Anderson represents ExxonMobil.
We will defend the climate change research that was done and the communications that were made with consumers and investors, because there is nothing misleading or false about them.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, visitors from near and far to courtroom 1006.
Suffolk County Superior Court Judge Heidi Brieger presided over the hearing. The courtroom was packed, but Attorney General Healey did not attend. Exxon attorney Justin Anderson argued that the Massachusetts case should be stayed pending the outcome of the federal suit in Texas. In that case, Exxon is turning the tables on Massachusetts AG Maura Healey. The company wants to turn Healey's investigation of Exxon into an investigation of Healey and her motives. Anderson also charges the AG's case violates Exxon's constitutional right to free speech because it has a chilling effect on what the company can say. Besides, says Anderson, Massachusetts doesn't have jurisdiction over ExxonMobil because the oil company doesn't directly sell products here. But Anderson concedes Exxon has sold its products to the state police.
The idea that we've sold motor oil to the state police, that one has problems of its own, just on the merits.
Anderson says the state police is a government agency, not a consumer, so no harm done, no fraud or deception. There are more than 300 ExxonMobil service stations in Massachusetts, but Anderson claims they're owned by franchisees, not Exxon. Richard Johnston wasn't buying the argument. Johnston represented Massachusetts Attorney General in court.
Frankly, it seems astounding to our office, and I suspect it would be astounding to some members of the public as well, that a company which is the largest publicly held oil and gas company in the world is not conducting business in Massachusetts and feels that it would be unfair for it to have to defend itself in the courts of Massachusetts.
Last year, the online investigative organization Inside Climate News was a Pulitzer Prize finalist for its 9-part series that showed Exxon had been aware of its products' impact on climate change for decades. The reports were based on company documents that are among those Healey is now trying to obtain. But while the news reports may have swayed the court of public opinion, Massachusetts Attorney General's case against Exxon is facing a tough fight in the legal courts in Boston and Texas. Judge Brieger says she's taking the matter under advisement but gave no indication when she'd announce a decision. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.